The usage of sampling.
What it all comes down to is the sound, the right sound, the right timbre, a timber timbre, tit for tat. We like a full sound, sometimes a skinny sound, round, robust sounds, and choppy. Choppy like the sea. Titanic sounds, if you will.
Titanic, now that's hip.
That's very hip.
Very, very hip. But, yeah, I don't know, it works all different ways, too, like, because, you know, like Adam said, we have the choppy type sounds, but then, like, sometimes we'll start with a sound, and then we'll run that sound through, like, all kinds of different effects, or, like, through, you know, like, just try different effects, and then we'll find out that that's actually not working at all, and then we'll try a different sound, and that might just work right there, or we might have to try a different sound again, and then run that through some more effects. But then in a lot of ways, that's like what makes our songs. Like that's kind of like the songwriting, in a way, to a certain degree. As much as like it's not like we're writing, like melodies or whatever. A lot of that's what comes to songwriting.